Arthur?
Arthur Cleed.
Coming here?
Yes. For good?
I don't know yet.
When will you know?
We've agreed on a trial period of 3 months.
Mm. I think it's disgusting.
It's good common sense.
Poor Dad not cold in his grave.
Oh, Sally, after nearly 5 years, even your father must be cold.
If Arthur Cleese thinks enough of you to want to move in here, then he ought to marry you.
Well, that's what he says.
He's asked you to marry him?
Yes.
Then why don't you?
Oh, she couldn't. Could you, Mum?
Well, I might, eventually. But I want to be sure. I'm not going to make another mistake.
Another?
You mean marrying Dad? A mistake?
What a terrible thing to say.
Well, I'm sorry, but I've said it, and I mean it.
How could you? He was a wonderful man.
I'm not saying I didn't love him. But as a husband, he was about as much use as boots to a boa constrictor. Pass the marmalade, Colin.
Are you criticising him as a human being, or as a provider?
The marmalade, Colin.
You can't have forgotten him, Mum. Forgotten what he was really like.
Of course not.
Do you remember the greyhounds?
Five of them.
They were all going to be winners.
Oh, one of them wasn't bad. Pixie. Quite good, Pixie was.
Ate us out of house and home and ended up sleeping on the sofa. I can just see them now, curled up like great skinny snails while we sat round on kitchen chairs.
Oh, but it was fun.
Do you remember the mechanical weeder?
Oh, and he couldn't stop it. And we all went chasing round the garden after it.
And then the automatic duster.
Broke every ornament in the house.
The inflatable motorbike.
The electric fountain pen.
The power-driven snorkel.
And then to top it all,
all right, all right. Finish your breakfast.
Oh, sorry, Mum, but... Oh, what a way to go.
Airborne for 7.5 minutes.
What an achievement. No machine. Just those sails flying out from his arms.
Oh, if only he could have told us what it felt like to be up there in the clouds.
You know, I reckon he's the only really spontaneous person I've ever met in my life.
Never did quite know what to expect.
One thing you could be sure of, he'd never hold down a job for more than a month.
He was an individualist, Mum.
Yes, he was that all right. And clever and kind. Mm. And the handsomest man I ever saw. No, he just never should have got married, that's all.
Oh, given the choice, I'd sooner have his genes determining my personal characteristics than I would Arthur Cleese's.
He may not have been conventional, Mum, but surely you wouldn't have missed it.
No, it wasn't easy.
And you reckon it's going to be with Arthur?
That's what I want to find out. Now, come on, give us a hand with the dishes or we'll all be late for work.
Would you rather we moved out?
Of course not. That's part of the idea. See how you all get on together.
You want this bit of toast, Colin?
No, thanks.
I'll put it out for the birds, then.
How old is he?
51.
It's funny that he's never been married, isn't it?
It was his mother.
Oh. Mother's boy, eh?
Here, then. Breakfast! Come on! Oh, there's that great big pigeon again. He can't hardly move. That's it. That's your lot. That old pigeon always swipes more than the others.
How do you know it's the same one?
You know one person from another, don't you?
Yes.
Then you know one pigeon from another.
Now stop wasting time chattering about pigeons. I mustn't be late. Miss Harcastle's letting me off early tonight.
So you can pretty the place up for lover boy.
All right, Miss Clever, that'll do.
Just as a point of interest, where is he going to sleep?
In the spare room, of course.
Oh, no offence meant, but... Well, an experiment should presumably be researched in all its aspects.
Now listen, you two. If you've made up your minds against giving this a chance, better say so now. It's just that... Well, I don't altogether relish the idea of spending my old age on my own.
But you won't be alone. What about us?
You'll have your own lives to lead, won't you?
Suppose so.
Then will you try to make Arthur feel welcome?
Sure.
Of course, Mum. You know we'll make him welcome.
Got him, Hank. Yep. We're free. Do you hear me, Hank? Free. Free.
I wonder why cowboys never seem to take their hats off when they kiss.
Because they've got no tops to their heads.
Oh, shut up.
Or turn the ruddy thing off. It's a load of rubbish.
Well, I thought it was lovely. Sad, but all right in the end. Did you enjoy it, Arthur?
Loved it, didn't he?
Arthur?
Yes, you were saying...
You must have dropped off.
Oh, no.
I expect you're tired. Had a long day?
Well, no longer, and there again, no shorter than usual.
How about a cup of tea?
Great.
I'll put the kettle on.
Not for me, thanks.
No?
I never take stimulants after 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, well, would you like something else?
Yes, a cup of cocoa would do nicely.
Oh, I'm afraid we haven't got any cocoa.
No cocoa?
No, we never have it in the house.
Dad couldn't stand it, you see. He always said it tasted like...
What about some nice hot milk? Very soothing.
Well, as there's no cocoa... But just warm, Sally, not boiled. Can't stand the skin.
I'll get some cocoa tomorrow, Arthur.
Oh, I'd be obliged.
Listen to the rain.
Said it would.
Who did?
Him on the radio. Depression coming from the west, he said, bringing rain. Heavy outbreaks of rain.
So it was the official weather forecast?
Yes, that's right.
Then you should have said so, Joyce. Always best to be precise.
You are so right, Arthur. Huh. There would be no problems in the world today if only people would be precise.
How's the tea coming, Sally?
Just ready.
And Arthur's milk?
Right.
It is a nasty old night. Glad I'm not a sailor.
Ah, a most commendatory calling, the sea. If you are prepared to take the rough with the smooth. But then that applies to everything. If you want to survive the long journey through life, I say you've got to take the rough with the smooth.
Your tepid milk, Arthur.
Oh, thank you, my girl.
Oh, yes, you must take the rough with the smooth. That's what Colin always says. Don't you, Colin?
Do I?
Yes. With that Buddhism of yours.
Buddhism, Mum. I told you, it's pronounced Buddhism.
Oh, well, bad bood. They do say some very clever things.
Your tea, Mum.
Oh, thanks, dear.
So, young Colin, you follow this strange Eastern religion, do you?
I'm very interested in it. And it's not strange.
Well, I say that East is East and West is West. And it's no use going against nature.
And I think I'm going to bed.
You haven't finished your tea.
Oh, just listen to that rain coming down.
Arthur, what are you exactly?
Well, I was brought up Methodist.
No, I mean, what do you do? Your job?
I am a rodent officer.
Oh, sort of attached to the army, are you?
No. Though one could say that I see battle nearly every day of my life.
Sorry, I don't get it.
Stupid rats.
What? Oh, you're a rat catcher.
Rodent officer, Sally.
Correct.
Mum, you never told us.
Oh, didn't I?
Well, we won't have to worry about mice while you're here, will we?
Everybody should worry about mice.
Well, we would if we had them, but we haven't.
You can never be sure. Called out to a beautiful home only last week. 3 cats, repellent everywhere. And yet a young bride's wedding dress chewed almost up to the armpits the night before her wedding.
Oh, it must have brightened up the ceremony.
How can you be sure it was mice?
When you've been in the rodent game as long as I have, there's no fooling you.
Poor girl. What did she wear for the wedding?
Oh, what she wore or did not wear is not encompassed by the sphere of my duties. My sole concern is with the control and eradication of vermin.
Fascinating life.
Well, it has its ups and downs, but... As I always say, you only get out of life what you put in.
That's very true, Arthur.
And if I'm to do a fair day's work tomorrow, I'd better get a fair night's rest. And I suggest you all do the same.
It's only just gone 10.
It is 10:24.
Precisely.
And that's just 24 minutes past my bedtime, so I'll bid you all good night. Sleep tight and mind the bugs, don't bite. In the night.
They wouldn't dare with you on the premises.
Oh, that's true. Good night, Arthur.
Good night, my dear. Night all. See you in the morning. Bright and early.
Oh. Well, we all seem to get on all right, didn't we?
Yes. Very well. Really, Mum? Don't you think, Colin?
Fine, yeah, fine. Oh.
Well, I'm glad you think so.
But it's not what we think that matters, Mum.
No, what's important is that you like him.
Oh, I do. I like him very much.
Good.
We must just give it a chance.
That's right.
Well, I'm off to bed. Don't sit up too long.
No, okay.
Good night, Sally, love. Colin.
Night, Mum.
Sleep well. What do you think? I mean, honestly.
Frankly, I just don't get it.
Pretty gruesome, isn't he?
Well, one thing's for sure. If he sticks around, I shan't.
And I might make use of some of that rat poison of his.
Don't you mean rodent exterminating agent? Rat poison. Don't be so common.
Oh, that window is not rattling. The latch must be undone. Have a look, will you?
Right.
Of course, it's all very well us making fun of Arthur, but I suppose someone has to keep the rats down.
I just have a nasty feeling he enjoys doing it. The window's locked, Sal. It's just that... Here, what's this?
What?
Well, look. On the sill. Funny sort of lump.
Where?
In the corner.
Oh, it's that pigeon.
What pigeon?
It must be hurt or something. Open the window, quick. Oh, poor thing. Let's get him in the warm. Come on, then.
Mind how you handle it. If it's frightened, it might peck you.
Hasn't enough life in him for that. Look, his feathers all soaked.
Does look sorry for himself.
Oh, poor old pigeon.
What do we do with it?
Dry him off for a start. Give me that towel there by the sink.
Soppy thing. Why isn't he in his nest on a night like this?
Dunno. Perhaps he's injured.
Here's the towel.
Thanks. Poor little fellow. Did it get all wet then?
Hmm.
Oh, what a bit of luck you spotted him, Colin.
What he needs is a shot of brandy.
We haven't got any.
Well, there's some whiskey in the cupboard.
Worth trying.
Wish we had a medicine dropper.
Have to use a teaspoon.
Here we are. How much?
Just a few drops.
Now, I must be very careful how we do this.
Probably have to force it down his throat.
Can you try to get his beak open?
Right. Come on.
Then very gently... Hey, wait a minute!
He's drinking it! Look at him throw his little head back.
He likes it. A clever old bird. He knows what's good for him.
Give him a drop more.
Come on, then. Another swig. Come on.
He really goes for it, doesn't he?
It seems to be doing him good. Put him on the table. See if he can walk.
If he's not too stoned... There you are now. Let's see how you go.
Still looks pretty rough, actually.
Well, at least he can stand. That's something.
Come on now. Come on. Try walking a bit. Come on.
I'll put some bread down for him. That may get him going.
He's sort of trying, but I think there's something wrong with his leg.
Here we are. Have some bread. Nice bread. Oh, there is something wrong. He can't walk properly. I suppose that's why he was taking shelter on the sill.
Perhaps. Though, pigeons don't usually have to walk home, do they?
Well, maybe he's hurt a wing as well and can't fly.
What on earth are you... Oh, whatever is he taking off?
It's all right, Mum.
Oh, horrible thing. It's eating my ear.
Hang on, Mum. Don't panic.
Don't get it off me, Colin.
What's going on here? Oh. What's up?
Oh, Arthur, some wild bird.
Oh, leave it to me.
Oh. No.
Oh, let Arthur do it, Colin. He knows how.
Pidgey, stop being silly now. Oh. Come away from Mum.
Now, stand back. I'll get him. Ow! Oof.
Oh, Arthur, has he hurt you? Oh,
vicious. I'll have to get my gloves.
No need. Come on, boy. Come on. That's it. That's the way. See? He's all right.
He just got a bit excited. Frightened.
He's a lovely fellow, aren't you?
That creature has just attacked me in my own kitchen and you say he's lovely.
But what's he doing here, anyway?
He's hurt his leg and was sheltering on the windowsill, so we brought him in.
Oh, then best destroy it right away.
No!
Oh, be kindest, really, Sally. I mean, if he can't walk...
He can walk. He just limps a bit.
I've got my kit in the hall. It's quite humane.
You can't kill him, beautiful creature like this.
No use being sentimental. Give him here now. Ow!
You see, he's dangerous.
He's not.
It just depends how you handle him. Mum, come here.
Why?
Please, Mum, just trust me. Come here.
Oh, all right.
Hold out your arm.
There.
That's it. Now then, don't make any sudden movements and don't be frightened. See?
Oh.
He wants to go to you. There you are. All right, isn't he?
Oh, look at him nestling up to you.
Oh, yes. Oh, he's rather sweet, isn't he?
Pigeons cause thousands of pounds worth of damage per annum.
He likes you, Mum.
The old thing. Oh, he's got lovely colours, too, when you look close. Oh, yes, you
well,
have.
As I can see my advice is going to be disregarded, I might as well try to catch up on my lost sleep.
Aren't you lucky?
I presume I can find some disinfectant in the bathroom, Joyce. For the injury I've sustained to my hand.
Oh, I'm sorry, Arthur. I'll get you some. Yes. Here, Colin, take this bird. Go on, you silly thing.
He doesn't want to leave you. Oh.
Come on, fella.
He's taken a real fancy to you, Mum.
Come on. That's it.
Where are you going to put him to sleep, Colin?
Most likely he'll choose some place for himself. Here, where are you off to?
Oh, look what it's done. On my new dressing gown.
Oh, dear. Oh. Come on upstairs, Arthur. I'll see to your hand and clean up your dressing gown.
Yeah.
And you two don't sit up all night nursing that blessed bird or you'll be good for nothing in the morning.
Pidgey, come on. Come on down off the curtain rail. Arthur's gone now. You're quite safe. That's it. Here, you have some bread. Look. He's eating out of my hand.
Sally?
What?
I believe that this is no ordinary pigeon.
Well, no, he's so tame, isn't he?
I don't just mean that.
What then?
You know, I've been thinking a lot lately about Buddhism.
Yeah, I know.
If you accept the teaching, which I do, then you accept the basic precepts, one of which is the belief in reincarnation.
Well, what's all this got to do with the pigeon?
The lifespan that each individual is experiencing is not necessarily the only one. We've all lived before and will probably live again. Quite possibly, returning in some different form. What I mean is, maybe not as a human.
What the heck are you on about?
Sal, I think that this pigeon is Dad.
You what?
Dad.
You mean...
Our father. Dad!
Don't talk so daft!
I can prove it.
Oh, do me a favour.
Just think how he's behaved since he came in here.
Oh, don't go on, it's ridiculous.
Knocking back the whiskey for a start?
Dad didn't drink that much.
For heaven's sake, why can't you look at things honestly and not the way you'd like them to be? Dad was fond of his drop and let's not pretend he wasn't. And don't you interrupt. Where was I? Oh, yes, the whiskey. Well, that's one thing. Then the leg. Dad's old war injury? Always played him up in wet weather.
Yes, but...
And don't forget how he got it. Parachuting out of an aeroplane.
Doesn't turn him into a blooming pigeon.
But that's just it. Remember how he went. What did for him, Sally, in the end? Go on, tell me, what was he doing?
All right, he was trying to fly.
So what else would he come back as but a bird?
He would not come back as a bird, Colin.
Of course he would.
Not as a bird or a dog or an elephant or anything. Because he wouldn't come back. Once you're gone, and that's it.
What about the way he carried on when he saw Mum?
What about it?
He was trying to kiss her. That's what all that was about.
This pigeon's been hanging around the house for weeks. If he wanted to kiss Mum, why didn't he do it before?
Well, because if this is Dad, he's Dad as a pigeon. And under normal circumstances, would be quite happy living an ordinary pigeon life. Which is what he was doing until today.
You mean Arthur coming to stay here?
Sal, you know what Dad was like about Mum and any other man.
Yeah, did he's nut if she's smiled at the milkman.
You think he'd just stand by and eat worms while Arthur Cleese moved into his place? Who was the only one he attacked? Dropped one on him and all. If that's not expressing an opinion, I don't know what is.
Oh, still, I don't think Dad would be selfish enough to want Mum to spend the rest of her life alone.
Oh, Sal, you and me he was fond of, but Mum was his whole world. And to see her take that pompous twit into our home, why, well, he'd be outraged.
Don't blame him.
Then you do accept that the pigeon perched on the back of this chair is Dad?
How do I know? And if we stay up all night arguing, we still won't know.
All right, tell you what. Tomorrow, provided his leg is better and the weather's all right, we put it to the test.
How?
We'll give him the chance to fly away. We know he's able to fly, so if he refuses to go, that means I'm right. If he flies off, then I've been talking a load of codswallop, and that's that. Good morning. How are you then? Made yourself comfy, all right, didn't you? See where he spent the night, Sal?
In Dad's armchair.
Interesting,
Oh, could be just a coincidence.
Could be. Come on, old fellow, let's have you up on the table, see how you're walking.
Oh, he seems all right.
Strutting round like he owned the place.
And it's a nice morning,
Well, that's why his leg's better. Only ever was bad when it rained.
What I meant was...
I know what you meant.
Well, Wouldn't it be better to do it now before Mum and Arthur come down?
What? Turn him out of his own home on an empty stomach? Oh.
What do you suggest? Bacon and eggs?
Dad never budged in the morning without his cup of tea, so I don't see why he should now.
Oh, stop calling him Dad. I don't like it.
What should we call him then?
Nothing. He's a pigeon, and pigeons don't have names, and they don't drink tea.
Good heavens, I didn't know pigeons drank tea.
This one does.
Well, you better get him out of here before Arthur comes down.
Oh, go away. Don't start on me again. Oh, take him off me, Colin, and put him out the window.
Yes, you're a nice bird, I know, but stop nibbling my ear.
You do see that, sir?
Yes, I see.
Good morning, one and all. Oh, that bird's still here.
He's just leaving, Arthur.
If he's up to it, that is.
If it's not fit to fly, it must be exterminated.
Just open the window and let it go.
Mother's right, Colin.
He may not feel like going yet.
Oh, let us stop this tomfool argumentation. We either put it out or put it down.
Quite right, Arthur. If I don't get breakfast cooked, we'll neither get to work.
Oh, all right. Let's take him outside.
Two, please, Joycey. And the bacon crisp.
This is it, Colin.
Now, my lad, which is it going to be, eh? Are you who I think you are? Or are you just an ordinary pigeon?
Now, no cheating, Colin. Don't hang on to him.
I'll just hold him up and leave it to him. Oh.
He's gone.
That's it, then.
Colin,
got a bit carried away, didn't I?
Not really. It's what you believe in, so okay.
I feel a right knit.
It was a very nice and exceptionally intelligent bird. And I'm sorry it's gone.
You again? Now get off, there's a good bird. Go on, shoo. Oh, you'll make me miss my bus. Oh, blast. It's all your fault. Now go on, go away, get off me.
Excuse me, madam. Is this bird bothering you? Can I be of any help?
Stupid thing, won't go away.
Oh, from across the road, I thought he was attacking you. Now I see he's only trying to be friendly.
Oh, I'd be very grateful if you could get him off me.
Come on now, onto my hand. Leave the lady alone. No, he doesn't seem to want to. Most unusual. I wonder, is he ringed?
What, you mean with his name and address on?
Doesn't seem to have a ring on his leg, so he can't be a carrier.
Pity. We could have boxed him up and sent him home.
Here, come onto my shoulder for a change. No? He's quite determined.
You know, I think perhaps he's mistaken me for someone else. Someone who breeds them. A fancier, sort of.
He just suddenly landed on you this minute.
Oh, no. No, my son and daughter took him in out of the storm last night. And,
oh.
Well, every time he sees me, he makes a dive for me and he won't go away.
I can't say I blame him. I beg your pardon. I didn't mean to be personal.
Oh, that's all right.
But, as you say, he could well belong to someone who's trained him, and for some reason or other, you arouse certain responses in him.
Oh, yes?
You know, pigeons are far more intelligent than is commonly supposed. They have been used extensively in experiments on animal behaviour, and it seems that they're fast learners.
Oh. Well, I don't know what someone's been teaching this one, but I wish he'd leave my ear alone.
Well, there's a famous Professor Skinner who's even taught them to play ping-pong.
Oh, were they any good?
Well, not by human standards, but it seems that they caught on to the rudiments of the game.
Oh, I'd like to see that. They could have championships, couldn't they? Sort of pigeon Wimbledon.
I might write to Professor Skinner and suggest it. But seriously, they really are interesting creatures. As a matter of fact...
Oh, I'm sorry, but this is my bus. Oh. Here, get hold of Ken Rosewall, will you? And hang on to him till I've gone.
That's right, dear. Now, there is no use getting cross. I'm not the least bit impressed.
Thanks ever so much. Bye.
Hey, bye. No. No, you're not going. No, I'm sorry. I'm afraid he won that round.
More fares, please.
Yep. Here. I say, lady, this bird with you?
What?
On the back of the seat.
Oh, no.
Well, is it or isn't it?
He's nothing to do with me. Oh!
Well, the bird seems to think so.
Oh, get off me. Go on.
Lady, I've no time to play games. You want to stay on this bus? You take that bird and go on the upper deck.
Oh, but but he is not my bird.
No arguments, lady. Upper deck or off.
Oh, all right. Come on, then. Last you.
Mrs. Young, you have worked at Bembridge's long enough to know that under no circumstances whatsoever may employees bring pets to work with them.
But I didn't bring him with me, Miss Hardcastle.
Now, Mrs. Young...
He's not a pet. He just followed me here from home.
Came on the bus with you, I suppose.
Yes. Yes, that's right.
Mrs. Young, I know these are difficult years you're passing through. I have been through them myself, and I do sympathize. I realize that some women are more effective than others, becoming quite odd and eccentric in their behavior, so I am willing to make allowances. However,
it's got nothing to do with that, Miss Hardcastle. This is not my bird.
Then why is he sitting on your head, Mrs. Young?
I don't know.
No, I'm afraid you must accept responsibility. It arrived with you this morning and since then has caused considerable trouble and some damage.
Yes, I know he has.
If there is one department where an atmosphere of complete calm is essential, Mrs. Young, it is in lingerie.
Oh, yes, Miss Hardcastle.
And to have a wild bird flying round with a black lace brassiere hanging from its beak is not likely to create the condition of confident relaxation that our clients have every right to expect.
Well, I'll pay for the bra.
And three pairs of knickers and a pink satin panty girdle.
Yes, Miss Hardcastle.
All of this I might overlook, but the appalling occurrence in the fitting room cannot be ignored.
Oh, I am sorry about that, really.
Lady Royston Dingle is one of our most favoured customers. I doubt if after this we shall ever see her in Bembridge's again. And I can't say that I blame her. Apart from the dreadful indignity, to have a suspender snapped on such a delicate part of the anatomy must be very painful.
Yes, I dare say it is.
I'm sorry this has had to happen, Mrs. Young. I'm sure you know we don't want to lose you. I suggest you go home now, and provided you resume work next week in the normal manner, and never, never bring that creature here again, we will say no more about it and forget the whole unfortunate incident.
It's all very well for you to laugh. It could have got me the sack.
I'd have given a week's wages to have seen it.
Well, it's quite good to start with. Sat under the counter, out of sight. And then when I was off in the fitting room, he started to play up.
Perhaps he was bored.
Sally, birds don't get bored. Anyway, next thing I knew, all hell was let loose. And there he was, flying round with his black lace bra streaming from his feet.
It would be black lace.
What?
Oh, nothing.
Oh, well, you'd have thought war had broken out or something. Must say, livened up Bainbridge's all right.
Oh, but where is he now?
Gone. He came home with me on the bus. Oh. As cold he was. And then when I got back here, I said, now, you can't come in, chum, or Arthur will do for you. It was just as if he understood. Off he flew towards the common.
What a shame.
Well, it's for the best, isn't it?
I suppose so.
And I'd rather you didn't say anything to Arthur about what happened today. He might not see the funny side of it. And if that silly bird should come back, it might make things worse.
For the pigeon, you mean?
I think you've grown quite fond of him, Mum.
Well, he nearly drove me mad today, but he did make me laugh. I shall never forget it. First good laugh I've had for years.
Something humorous happened.
Oh.
Let's have it then.
Oh, hello, Arthur. Didn't hear you come in.
Evening, my dear. Colin, lad. Sally, girl.
Hello, Arthur.
Well, you know they say a laugh adds a day to your life, and I'm all in favour of extending my expectancy. So what's the joke, eh?
Colin, talking
Sally
to
trying
me,
to
I'll get the tea.
I'm no prude, if that's what's worrying you.
No, it's not that.
It was about someone you don't know. Wouldn't mean anything to you, Arthur, really.
Very well. I realise there are family matters into which I'm not welcome to intrude myself.
You must have lots of interesting and amusing things happen in your work, Arthur.
Yes, I can honestly say that mine is a life packed full of occurrence. I could easily write a book if I had the time.
When you retire, you can write your memoirs. How I Won the Rat Race by Arthur Cleese, R.O.
Might even be Sir Arthur Cleese by then.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I doubt it, Sally girl. Official recognition in my field is lamentably lacking.
Shame.
All right, Colin.
Yes, Mum.
You two stopping in for tea?
Oh, I'm going out.
Where to?
Just out.
That's where I'm going to.
Oh, I see.
Dad! Dad!
No, that's not him.
How do you know?
Beak's too long.
What about this one?
No.
Dad? Come on, Dad.
Oh, Colin, stop.
Oh, look, that one up there. Dad! Hey, Dad!
We're going to be taken off to the funny farm if you keep walking around the common calling pigeons,
Dad. Where could he have got to?
He's flown away.
I don't believe that Dad would give up that easy.
Colin, don't go on with this.
But everything that pigeon did today, who else could it be?
Just a rather peculiar pigeon.
What was the one way Dad could always get round Mum?
Make her laugh.
Exactly.
Well, if he's flown off thinking that'll make her get rid of Arthur, he's wrong. Mum wants to settle down.
With Arthur? Dad will never accept that. Never.
Ask me, he already has. I think he realised there was nothing doing, and today was just a last bit of fun before he pushed off for good.
So, Joycey, our feathered friend did not return.
Why should he?
Ah, they can be cunning. They know a soft touch. Shouldn't be encouraged.
Well, you saw him fly away yourself.
Well, I'm not sure I should have let him go.
Why not?
The pigeon problem will have to be faced up to eventually. A systematic system of destruction.
What? Destroy all of them?
Their numbers must be drastically reduced.
Oh, they say there's too many people around. You think we should destroy them too?
Oh, now, come, come, girlie, you know it's not the same thing.
No. No, of course you're right. It must be, well, having met one sort of personally and him being so sweet and funny, it makes me feel protective towards them.
Well, having been severely impeded in the performance of my duties today, I mean to the injury sustained to my hand, resulting from a vicious attack by your sweet and funny friend, I cannot entirely endorse your sentiments.
I'm sorry, I forgot about your hand.
Yeah, I wish I could.
Is it still bad?
It's bad enough.
Never mind, your dressing gown cleaned up nicely.
Well, I always maintain there's no use crying over spilt milk.
It wasn't milk, Arthur, it was...
Joycey, I am aware of the cause of the accident. And we won't discuss it at table, will we?
No, right.
What's done is done. Now we must look to the future.
Quite right. Have another sausage.
Oh, well, won't say no. Very tasty.
Just bangers.
Well, so long as you insist on pursuing your present employment, you won't have time for what one might call hout cuisine.
What's that?
With the more complicated continental type of dish.
Oh, I can't do any fancy foreign cooking.
Oh, you'll soon pick it up if you set your mind to it. I'll see to that. We're going to have great times together. I have such plans, you see. I'm not a narrow man, you know, Joyce. I may have been in a bit of a rut all those years, but that's only because I have this exceptionally high sense of duty. I had to stay with Mother as long as she was alive.
Yeah, not much point staying with her otherwise.
Joycey, please. She was a fine woman, a wonderful mother, and an outstandingly meretricious cook. Her last act on this earth was making some fish rissoles. Really remarkable rissoles.
Perhaps that's what did it.
Did what?
Well, your mother. Fish can be funny if it's not quite fresh.
Mother only ever used the finest quality. Besides, I know for a fact it was all right. A terrible night. Desolated in my solitude, I ate the rissoles. Both portions.
Well, it would have been a pity to waste them.
You'll never find me guilty of waste. And that's why, dearest girly whirly, it hurts me to the bottom of my soul that we should waste time. Time don't come again. I've noticed that. What are we waiting for? Marry me now.
Arthur, we made an agreement.
If you knew how I yearned to make you mine. And I know you feel the same. Otherwise, you'd never have suggested this unusual, though utterly proper measure.
Then let's stick to it. We don't want any regrets.
Oh, you won't have any regrets, Flower. I can promise you that. Marry me, Joycey. Oh, I can't bear this suspense. Living on top of the forbidden fruit and not being able to pluck it. Why torment ourselves? Oh, let us take what fate has sent us. Also, if we marry within the next 2 weeks, we can claim full tax relief for the current year.
I suppose that is important.
Being realistic is the basis of a happy marriage. Surely no one knows better than you, my poor little love, The agony of a marriage without it.
I wouldn't say agony, Arthur.
This time you'll have a man you can lean on. A man of steel. Now, I wouldn't say that to everyone. But you know it's not mere conceit. Once I make up my mind, it's like a rock. Nothing can make me change it. Nothing.
Oh, someone at the front door.
Oh, blast. Ignore.
No, no, I better go and see. Well, won't be a minute.
I'm sorry I was unable to hang on to that pigeon for you.
Oh, never mind.
I do hope you won't think me rude, but I just had to know the end of the tale. I've not called at an inconvenient time.
Well...
I'll not keep you a minute. You see, the house where I'm staying is near the bus stop, and I happened to see you get off the bus this afternoon. And blow me if you didn't still have that pigeon with you. I couldn't resist seeing where you live and finding out if the bird had really adopted you for good.
Oh, no, no. He flew off when I got back here, and he hasn't returned.
Ah, what a shame.
Oh, just as well.
I should have explained. It's not just idle curiosity that brought me here. I'm an ornithologist. I'm making a study of urban bird life.
Oh, well, that sounds very interesting. But I'm afraid I can't talk at the moment.
Perhaps I could call some other time?
Perhaps. Well, I must go. Sorry. Good night.
Good night.
It wasn't anything. Just a neighbour.
I overheard the conversation, Joyce.
Oh, did you?
And I must tell you, I feel quite appalled and devastated.
What at?
You lied to me.
I didn't.
You said that pigeon did not return.
Well, in a way, he didn't.
You've been seen getting on and off buses with him.
He wouldn't leave me alone.
Where was he when you were at work?
He came to work with me.
So? You spent the whole day with him?
Well, practically.
And you looked me in the eye and said you hadn't had sight or sound of him.
Arthur, you talk as if he were a person. He's only a bird. What does it matter?
Matter? Matter that my future wife should tell me a barefaced lie?
Yes, well, I'm beginning to wonder about that.
Well, if you have to wonder if it was a lie
or not. I mean about being your future wife.
Oh, I can see now that years spent in the company of an unprincipled cad have left their mark.
Who are you talking about?
Your late husband.
You leave him out of it.
Once moral standards are lowered, Joyce, there's no getting them up again. A lie is a lie.
Oh, shut up.
And picking up a strange man at a bus stop is picking up a strange man at a bus stop in any language.
So that's it.
Well, do you deny
that... Here, hang on. I'm not on trial.
Joyce.
But you are, remember?
No wife of mine is...
I couldn't have put it better myself, Arthur. No wife of yours. Not now, nor never.
Here you are, then. Breakfast. Come and get it. Nice bit of toast.
Is he here?
Dunno. That might be him.
Can't tell, really. He's too busy eating.
I don't think it is. Looks too skinny.
I know. Mom, come here a minute, would you?
No, Colin.
What is it?
Here.
Well, what then?
Would you mind calling that pigeon?
Oh, now, don't start all that again.
Oh, go on, call him, Mum, please.
Oh. All right. Here, you, come on. Couldn't care less.
It's not the same one. Forget it, Colin.
Oh, all right.
You know, we must dig that flower bed over this weekend. It looks awful.
I'll do it today.
Well, I must get on. Can't stand out here all day talking to the birds.
Excuse me.
Oh, hello.
I did try the front door, but there was no reply, so I thought I'd try back here. I hope I'm not intruding.
Oh, no, we were just feeding the birds.
Is our friend amongst them?
No, he's not been back.
Oh, that's a pity. I must say I was most intrigued by him. I was hoping he might have returned, as he seemed to be so taken with you.
Well, I'm sorry to disappoint you, Mr...
Mackenzie. Andrew Mackenzie.
How do you do? I'm Joyce Young, and this is my daughter Sally, and this is... Oh!
Oh!
Oh! It's him!
Oh! It's him, all right.
I knew he'd come back. Yes, it's the same one. I can tell by the markings.
Oh, I can tell by the way he eats my ear. It now, I've no ears left soon.
Do you think he'd come to me?
Oh, yes, of course he would.
Come on, come on.
Go on.
Hold my hand now.
What?
That's it. Gently, does it?
Oh, there, see? He likes you.
He's a lovely specimen. I call that a really handsome bird.
Yes, yes he is, isn't he?
Oh, he's away.
Oh. Oh, he's gone. He didn't stay long.
But he did come back.
There he goes. Look. Look up and away.
Oh, beautiful. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know what's the matter with me.
Don't you? I often feel like doing that when I see a bird in flight. I never have quite got over the wonder of it.
Mr. Mackenzie, would you like to come in and have a cup of tea?
Good idea, Sally.
I could do with one. Mr. Mackenzie?
That's very kind. I should like it very much.
Oh, come along then. Oh, I didn't finish introducing you. This is my daughter Sally, and
hello.
This is my son Colin.